You guys do not worry. Although I am injured, I'm still recording.
What happened to you?
As you can see, my injury is
got a band-aid.
Sincere.
Damn, dude. That's bloody.
I like to refer to this. It's an ace
as
bandage.
As we can see, me and Slim.
An ace bandage? You got it from Ace Hardware?
No.
Oh.
That's what that's the brand of bandage.
Oh, from Ace Hardware.
I am injured, but I will continue, guys. Do not worry.
What a warrior. What a real champion we have here as our leader. Our fearless leader in a battle.
So it's the Lousy Weather Media Main Show, episode 280. Can you believe we've made it this long?
Damn.
280 years.
A couple centuries, almost a third.
I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Lombardo.
Slip!
Yeah, so I'm injured. Neither of you guys even asked what happened. You're just like, oh,
I guess he's
wearing a Band-Aid today.
I didn't want to dig. It might have been
personal. You know, Sean, you got this horrific
injury.
Yeah, you're missing a finger.
Mm-hmm.
So
practically.
Yeah, what happened for you to lose that finger?
Well, I did something very damaging.
Oh,
so I was heating something up on the stove.
As you do,
And
at work or at home?
At a place. Okay.
At a place.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to give the people the information that they need to understand you're okay.
Don't try and give me traumatic relapses.
I'm sorry.
So I was
explain
at a place.
Explain as much as you can without getting overwhelmed.
I was at a place heating something up on the stove.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
And then I grabbed it with my hand.
Was it a bowling alley? Ooh.
Yeah, it may or may not have been
I need to know where it was.
May or may not have been a bowling alley. But so I grabbed something hot with my hand, with a towel. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to not transfer heat through the towel.
Right.
Heat transferred, and it was hot as fuck.
Ooh.
So this hand starts burning because it's holding the hot pan.
Right.
And then I instantly started going, ow, and tilting my right hand because it was hot and pouring the liquid from whatever was in the pan in my right hand.
Onto
my left hand. Oh. Yeah, just right, just ow, and just tilting my hand as I pour it onto my
ow.
And ow was what happened.
A transfer of ows,
my jungle love, ow, is what it was doing.
Okay. Right.
And
that was all that happened? Was that Band-Aid?
Yeah. I mean, it covered my whole hand. As you can see, there's another little blister back here.
Yeah,
but
Band-Aid on that finger.
But this was the wound that was like pouring pus and leaking, and I kept scraping it on things.
You didn't pop the blister, did you?
There was not necessarily a blister to be popped. It was like just missing skin.
Okay.
It was like my finger was gone.
Dead.
Yeah. Oh.
Gone.
R.I.P.
Dead and gone.
Zombie.
R.I.P. to Sean's tooth. R.I.P. to Sean's finger.
What's next? Oh.
It was unbelievable.
I forgot about that. I was trying to do that ow again.
Ow!
But I was trying to do it to that fucking Justin Timberlake song. Doesn't he have a song that's like that where it's like where it's like dead and gone, dead and gone.
You would know, bud.
I don't know.
I think it might be Jay-Z.
That's a stretch,
it's one of them.
It's Jay-Z or Justin Timberlake. Right. One too. Okay, no, it's I think it's a song that's a Jay-Z song with Justin Timberlake on the hook.
Okay.
And he goes, ow.
Okay.
Trying to find my way back home. Something like that.
Yeah, you should sample that.
That's the one.
Because the old me's dead and gone.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
My cup runneth over.
My fingers.
Holy Grail. Are those two different songs?
Yep, sure are.
To my cup runneth over.
Holy Grail.
Holy Grail. What song is Holy Grail?
Holy Grail by Jay-Z and Kanye.
Then what's Dead and Gone? Dead and Gone's T.I. It's T.I. and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, dear.
You're like, one of them.
Wow. Your fingers mixed up. You're mixed up.
All mixed up. All don't mixed know what up. To do.
Hey.
What is that?
Jay-Z.
No, I think that was T.I. actually.
Jay-Z and 311.
2006, Bob.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Jay-Z featuring 311.
Oh. You mean... Yeah. I would believe that, yeah.
It's believable.
You're like, I'd fuck with
Jay-Z
that.
And Linkin Park. I could believe Jay-Z and anything at this point. Like,
it's actually, yeah, that was Linkin Park, right?
Yeah. Jay-Z and Bullet for My Valentine? Oh, I like that one.
Jay-Z and Bullet for My Valentine? All
right, that was a stretch, but...
Do I have it here? I'm trying to get it to connect to the fucking... shit that we use to connect to. Whatever the sentence is for that. Ow! Yeah, it won't fucking connect.
I understand the song now. I got you.
What's that?
I understand the song now.
What, this song you understand?
Dead and gone.
You understand all
your
the
fingers
meaning?
Dead and gone.
I didn't hear him go.
Ow.
It's at the end of everything.
What is the point of this? Is this a sound you made when you poured the liquid?
Yeah. Okay. As I poured it, this started playing really slow in my head.
My finger's dead and gone.
Slow motion T.I. playing.
R.I.P. to your finger.
Dead and gone.
Now I'm just like on a mission to make the music come through the speaker.
I watched the injury. Speakers. You watch the skin
speaker
like,
gone.
Melt off.
Ew.
During the chorus.
Into the customer's food.
No, it was at an, it was in a
place. It was in a place.
Yeah, you were cooking at the bowling. Yeah, you're making your own food.
It was into the rented bowling ball.
You've never cooked your own rented bowling ball?
No.
I bring my own.
And you cook it.
I do get rented shoes, though, that I defrost. Yeah.
Now you're going to have to wear a bowling glove.
Now I got the music playing. Bowling Glove. That sounds like a town outside of Toledo. Good Mac school. Bowling Glove. Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, he left all those parts there for you open.
Ow. Justin Timberlake wrote this song for me to burn my finger too. Ow. Ow. Now we're just gonna listen to T.I. the rest of the day.
Okay.
Someone's gonna
burn tip.
One day.
Speaking of T.I., did you guys see the clip of Ja Rule performing like 90s night at the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah, thing? And then I saw that, and then I seen a follow up clip of an actual fan in the stands, mm-hmm. and there was cheers.
Oh, I got you. But so
but from
have you
Ja
seen
Rule's
this clip,
no.
Bobby? So Ja Rule's like performance. See if you can bring up the clip.
All right, I'll look at it.
Do you need a dongle to play?
Probably.
People went to a Ja Rule performance?
No, so they went to a Milwaukee
Ja
Bucks.
Ja Rule played a halftime show at a Milwaukee Bucks show.
Obviously, basically. None of them have seen the Firefest doc.
So everyone was like, oh, 50 Cent. Because apparently the war has been going on between Ja Rule and 50 Cent.
For 10 years.
Yeah, but at one of the shows recently, 50 Cent bought out the first, like, 10 rows or something ridiculous of Ja Rule's concert.
Oh, yeah.
So all of them were empty?
Yeah.
Completely empty?
That's awesome.
I wish you guys just saw what I just had to do. So I'm looking for the iPhone dongle. I was looking for the dongle for my iPhone adapter for playing music through the iPhone.
Yes.
And it was like underneath my desk here. But just out of reach to where my fingertips couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to use a cat toy to push it closer to me.
So yeah, I thought you were going to say, so you took the Band-Aid off and disattached your finger.
I used the Band-Aid, the lasso, the dongle.
Okay, so here is the first tweet that was really sent out about his performance.
That's all I want to see.
Everyone was just like, bruh, Ja Rule is never getting booked again.
So they booked Ja Rule for 90s night. Which obviously was a joke as it is.
So they brought out a 2,000 artist. But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts. Sanchez, we ready? Are we ready?
Ow.
I guess not.
So that was the
You even hear it, Bobby? I could.
Are you? Yeah, but I don't. Okay. I don't understand what happened.
It was Ja Rule going on. It was halftime performing at the Milwaukee Bucks basketball show.
Yeah,
and you know he said that, and from the video that I just played, you can tell there was no crowd response.
Yeah, it was just silence. He's like, "Are we ready?"
And he said, "I guess not."
And he's like, "I guess not."
And everyone's like, "Oh, 50 Cent got him." Blah 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 blah. But what turned? Yeah, I guess everyone's saying like 50's got it out for him.
I just think the Milwaukee Bucks fans were like that uninterested in Ja Rule.
So
the way I took it.
So here's another tweet by a Milwaukee Bucks fan in the stadium that said,
from
"Don't
the actual night.
Yeah, don't believe everything you see on the internet." So here's what this.
Here's an actual video of it.
Yes, like this from the stadium.
Okay.
Congratulations on having the number one seed in the East.
Okay, that's it.
Very well deserved. Milwaukee, y'all ready to party? Let me hear you say yeah! Yeah! Say yeah!
Monica!
Somebody said Monica.
They said this is 90s night. So they brought out a 2,000 artist. But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts. Sanchez,
okay.
We ready?
Okay. You can turn it off and just replay it. It's back at the beginning again.
Okay.
Damn it.
So yeah, you obviously heard the crowd cheering.
So, yeah. Somebody isolated the audio.
Yeah,
right?
Someone was right up front. But from the original video, it was right up front. Like
they took and put a compressor on it and cut out the crowd noise.
Because you could tell, even when I heard the original snippet of that, I was like, I can hear things in the background. It's just not that loud. Like I feel like the mic or the focus was just on Ja Rule's mic. But I could hear like something going on in the background. Like it wasn't silent.
I was ready to clown on Ja Rule and shit for being unpopular, but I guess he's popular.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know, but now did you hear that he cursed the Sacramento Kings?
No, he cursed them.
Was that who they were playing?
Okay.
And he's also cursed the Timberwolves, I guess.
So anytime
is this a Lil B curse?
Well, he performs places, and then they probably lose for the rest of the season or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's a Ja Rule curse.
Okay. But the main point was, everyone was getting on Ja Rule for the 50 Cent beef and how 50 Cent like is trying to ruin his. Rest of his career by buying out his seats and making sure none of his fans are at the shows and he's having horrible shows. And people thought that that had an effect on this particular performance from what the audio showed.
Hmm.
But as you can see, that was not the case.
Murder.
Yeah.
Do you remember Ja Rule? Do you remember how cool Ja Rule was?
Not really.
I didn't listen to him.
I knew a few songs like on the radio and shit. But
I'm like, do you remember how cool he was? I didn't listen to him. No, he wasn't. I don't know.
I didn't know him.
He wasn't cool with like my crowd, but he was cool with the popular kids.
Not my crowd.
Yeah, probably the kids like you.
Yeah.
From 2000, I was five, so I don't know.
The kids that were like you from
you know what I mean. The kids that were like you that were, but later, but like now. I mean, then.
You mean the kids that were like moms?
That was then. This is now.
All right. I didn't really well. I listened to a lot of radio hits back then.
Yeah,
that's
Monty.
All I knew.
Monty was the quarterback.
Popular boy.
Yeah,
yeah
he was
yeah,
the
yeah,
star
yeah.
quarterback.
All star, exactly.
All star high school quarterback.
So yeah. he would have been more than that. But
the
I
5 foot two all star high school quarterback.
You know he was out there.
Ja Rule had the hits then.
Yeah, he had this. Ashanti was I feel like the hit maker, and then he just
hopped on there.
No, he was the hit maker. Ashanti hopped on.
Oh,
but
she got
was
the press.
No, not even that. I mean that people
gravitated towards her more.
Sure.
All right.
If you're just gonna finish all my fucking sentences today,
you look like you didn't know what to say, bud. You just woke up from a nap.
I had no idea.
You just woke up from a nap.
I had no fucking clue where I was going with that,
dude. Like so you when we were recording A&MMA, you fell asleep to the Sims opening.
Sim City
opening music.
No, the fucking goodbye music.
Okay, the goodbye music, and I thought I just like in the background when I listened back to our episode. You'd hear it a little bit. And I just kept thinking, like, dude, Sean's going to wake up and make, like, a little 6-bit, like, little
sample,
16
bit. Goodbye music. Like,
So the game...
Listen back to our episode. You'll see it.
It was a Super Nintendo launch title, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And they... it was based off a computer game. So when you still, like, it kind of almost functions in that way, where after you save it, you can hit end, and it'll end the game, and what it does is it just brings up, like, a little screen with a moon on it, and then it says, goodbye, see you soon. And then you can't do anything from there. It's just where you turn off the console or reset it from there.
And you're like, this is a great screen to fall asleep to.
I wasn't about to get up and turn the console off.
He went out.
Yeah. Well, it's got a moon on it.
I was sitting there playing, and I was just like, nope.
And then Monty made it. I was like, oh yeah, I don't remember what you're talking about. I was like, oh yeah, shout out Sean. And he goes, Sean's asleep. And we both look over and you just go, oh, it's just Sims outro music.
Sim City.
And then
I ain't playing the Sims, bro.
Yeah, the Sims.
I don't fucking want to be like a little person, bro. Fuck you, I don't want to talk funny.
You mean simoleon? You're not trying to rack up them simoleons, bro?
What?
What is the currency in SimCity?
Money?
It's not simoleons?
No, it's a dollar.
Huh. With a line through it? Like, it's not simoleon?
Nah, Sims are a different thing, man.
Okay.
Sims didn't come for like another 10 years.
Well, I thought they would have patterned on the same, like, financial...
No, Sims, like... They're their own thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is like the first game, so it's just dollars.
It was like Roller Coaster Tycoon, kind of.
It was before like that. Separate. It was like...
Yeah, you're right. Well, for Sega, yeah, for sure. Or not Sega, for SNES.
For Sega.
Sim
SNES.
Hospital.
It's like Theme Hospital is what you're thinking
of. Okay.
All right.
Theme Hospital. I want to play that game.
Get
I
it.
Download it every once in a while. I play it on like my... Theme. It is kind of funny when I download like PlayStation emulators and shit. I'm like, Theme Hospital. All right, let's get a rousing game of Theme Hospital in, like where most people are like Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, shit like that. I'm like, Theme Hospital. So I'll fucking play Theme Hospital. But yeah, Theme Hospital and Theme Park were two cool games from some British company called Bullfrog or something like that.
Okay.
And then Roller Coaster Tycoon was like based on Theme Park, I want to say. Or they were competitors or some shit.
Gotcha.
Theme Hospital. That was a cool game, man. They would come in with their heads all exploded and they'd be like,
fix me.
Yeah.
Come in with a Band-Aid on their finger and they'd be like,
I lost my hand.
Start singing T.I. songs to the doctor.
One of the guys was like invisible. You had to like cure invisibility.
What?
Yeah, so like you had to like study diseases to learn it and get
like
doctors like invisibility and get doctors that can cure it and special treatments and shit
and what if you couldn't cure it?
What if they might die?
And then from invisibility.
And then you'd have a death. Then you'd have a death on your record.
Whoa.
Or if you didn't cure it, then you'd have like a, you didn't help this person on your record.
Dude, I'd be such a ghost.
Dude.
If I was invisible. If that was my ailment, like, oh, no.
Did you hear the Invisible Man died? The Invisible Man died.
John Cena?
Today, no. John Cena's the You Can't See Me Man. This is the Invisible Man. There's a wrestler that was the Invisible Man. And he died today, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, you ever seen it? Google the. It's like the Invisible Man versus Joey Janela probably would be what to look up. But yeah, the Invisible Man died. You said, how would they know? His his cousin or something like that called Joey Janela, let him know that he's not going to make the the booking.
I said that because he's invisible.
Yeah. But I mean, his vital signs disappeared.
He's a wrestler, though?
He's a wrestler, man.
He tripped and he was like, what did I trip on?
He came straight from... came straight from Theme Hospital into the World of Wrestling.
He passed on Tuesday morning in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa?
That's the one. I'm sorry. Let's see.
The Invisible Man passed away in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
GCW and Joey Janela are sad to announce the passing of wrestling legend The Invisible Man.
The Invisible Man.
Yeah, at his home in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Invisible was a pioneer in the wrestling world in 1991. He founded Wombat, spelled out.
Wombat.
Wrestling, a southern region promotion, before touring the Gulf Coast, before folding in 1995 amidst the complete collapse of wrestlers' territorial system.
Yeah. Like, 95, the territories were gone.
In recent years, Invisible Man returned to prominence after connecting with low-level independent wrestler Joey Janela and partaking in several events during wrestlers' famed Mania Week.
So during WrestleMania weekend, independent promotions have like taken to booking shows in the surrounding area. Yeah. So there'll be wrestling all the time, all day, from Thursday to Monday, basically.
Okay.
And that's what Mania like weekend is.
Okay.
So Invisible Man was like a star during this time.
Okay. As he goes on to say, Man was a passionate vegan.
Man, like that is the first name Invisible, last like name Man.
Man was a passionate vegan, a devout listener of radio personality Art Bell, and a huge fan of Australian rock group Men at Work.
Nice.
His infectious smile lit up every locker room he entered, and he was both liked by, both well liked and respected by his peers. He was only 49.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. Ow, that was actually the pain. Sorry. The Invisible Man, 49, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah.
So what a wrestling legend this guy is. Did you even look up any footage of him yet?
No, I just looked up the headline.
I couldn't believe that biography. That was, what was that from? CNN, CBS, NBC?
This was... Pro Wrestling Sheet.
Oh, okay, yeah.
ProWrestlingSheet.com.
Ryan Satin, former TMZ employee.
Okay.
So you know he knows how to get the news.
Right.
Yes.
Let me look up a match real quick. Brian Kendrick?
Brian Kendrick, okay.
Is that a good one?
That's Brian a guy.
Kendrick. I have Joey Janela versus Invisible Man.
Joey Janela versus Invisible Man is the most popular.
Invisible Man versus Heather?
Damn, Invisible Man wrestled everybody.
Invisible Man versus...
All the stars. Joey.
This is the most popular one you said, though?
Yeah. Yeah, skip forward a little bit. Just get some little bit of the action of the Invisible Man.
Which one is he?
Did you just say which one is the Invisible Man?
Well, you know, he's invisible, you're right. I can't see him. Shit.
Oh, fuck, I'm crying.
I just got to the ring where it's just hit. It's just the ref and another guy.
He said, which one is he?
He's not there.
He's the invisible
one. He's tying up with the Invisible Man.
What? Go ahead, show Bob.
He's tying up with him. What's he at now? Oh, he's going on the ropes. No, he hopped out of the cage.
Yeah, he hopped out of the ring.
Invisible Man is still in the ring. Man, let's go back. I don't know what... So I think Joey won this one, but let's go back a little bit. Okay, so... There he is, fighting the Invisible Man.
Yeah.
He's got him in the clinch.
He had the test of strength.
Oh, he hit him in the fucking groin. Oh!
No, he just German suplex Joey.
German suplex. Whoa! Nope, ooh, not quite. Two count. Okay. Gets back up. Okay. Everyone's chanting for Evgeny.
Yeah, he died today. They found him dead.
That's true? Is that true?
They're
story?
Fighting on the apron.
Yeah, Invisible Man.
So he can never fight again.
He can never fight again.
He's got him on the ropes.
I mean, there may be other Invisible Men.
Oh, he got him in the gut. Oh, no, he's going to choke.
He's trying to...
A choke on the ropes?
No, he's trying to suplex him off the apron. Like that.
Wow.
Right on the top of his neck. He's trying to German suplex him on the apron. And Joey Janela was trying to fight him off. This is awesome, champ.
What if the Invisible Man's in the ring?
They said he was gloating.
Oh, I'm gloating outside the ring.
Yeah, you should have. You should watch that clip.
Wow.
Before you listen to our podcast, so you have that. So you have some
reference. Probably because I didn't know what I was looking at first.
He's a legend.
Mostly because he was invisible.
Which one is he? He's the Invisible Man.
It's because he wasn't wearing his
armbands. He's the Invisible Man.
He wasn't wearing his armbands.
Look for the Invisible Man. There you'll find the truth of wrestling.
He didn't see the tassels, so you weren't sure which one he was.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I didn't know.
I mean, because he wrestles shoeless, barefoot.
What a great match. Jesus.
And in the nude.
Yeah, Joey Janela can really sell. Too. I mean, did you see the way he took that German suplex from the Invisible Man?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, over the rings, right onto the mat.
Over the rings.
Jesus.
Over the rings.
You've been playing too much Spyro, bro.
Yeah.
That's not rings. That's gems. It's Crash Bandicoot.
When you're flying, don't you go through rings?
Yeah, you're right.
No, that's Superman 64, man.
Sonic, regardless. All right, so, yeah, he took the big bump over the rest, over the rings. And, he landed flat on his back. Big slam.
Big slam.
For the Invisible Man.
Oh, man.
What was that move? What's his finisher? Does he have one?
The Invisible Man? I don't know.
I wonder what he was like as an invisible boy. Was he going to, like, the girls' restroom and shit? Like, was he doing bad shit? Was he a good guy? Like, what?
Yeah, it was a different time.
I want to know what his story time was.
He was just being himself.
Oh, you were allowed in the girls' bathroom at that time. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to know how his parents took care of an invisible baby.
I mean, they
held him. Well, you could hear him still, you know, hear him crying.
They held him,
fed him. Yeah, but were they ever, like, trying to feed him and they put it in the wrong
hole.
Place?
Yeah. It's either a nose or a mouth, and
asshole. Could you imagine sticking your baby bottle in your invisible baby's asshole?
I feel like you could feel that, but the weight, but
or milk.
I'm not a father,
but I'm holding it upside down. And you'd be like, "Why is this mouth not working? All right, let me come in from this way."
That's why he's so fucking weird now.
Mm. I mean, he can still absorb it. Anyway.
Well, I mean, he's dead now. Yeah, that's why he was dead. So weird.
Yeah. Mm. Pour one out.
Pour out a little bit of my White Russian.
Yeah.
A little bit of Canadian Club for the Invisible Man.
Did you guys know I went to a wrestling event on Saturday?
I did. You snapped me a picture of Filthy Tom Lawler. He's back in the ring. Not in the cage.
He was the surprise guest. Well, he's the MLW heavyweight champion, man.
The what?
Filthy Tom Lawler. Yeah, man. He's a wrestling fucking... That's all he does now.
I didn't know that. Hey. I mean, I've only seen him against in the cage against.
A big MMA fan.
Darren Caldwell? No, not
you
Darren.
Know almost what one of
Cormier's prospects.
One of the sad things about it was though is he was a mystery opponent, so he wasn't announced, he wasn't anything.
Okay,
so a guy came out wearing like Care Bear pajamas, a big. Blue, baby blue bear costume.
Okay.
But like a clockwork orange mask, like one of those like big nose.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're
like old
called.
school Black Plague.
I don't know what the mask is called, but they wear them in a clockwork orange. You know what I mean?
The anonymous mask?
No, that's the...
Like old, like blonde
that's
nose?
That's the Guy Fawkes
mask. That's like
the
Black Plague.
Long,
yeah.
Okay. You're thinking of Guy Fawkes. That's the
The doctors and the Black Plague. That's what it is.
So he come out wearing that, or it might have just been like a crow. It was like a bird.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, but that's what they did in the Black Plague. That's where
and
those guts synonymous.
Pulled off the mask, and I was like, Filthy Tom Lawler? And everybody else in the crowd was like, huh? Who?
Really?
What?
Oh. It used to be Ruthless Tom, I think. Filthy. Filthy, man.
It was motherfucking
did he
filthy
have
Tom
a,
Lawler.
Did he have the mustache? Like the fucking
no, goat? No facial hair?
No,
and he was wearing tights too, which
yeah.
threw me off a little bit because normally he wears like MMA shorts.
Right.
So he's wearing tights. He's getting a full blown wrestler. But yeah, so Filthy Tom Lawler was there. But I went to see a wrestler named Kiku Taro.
Who's that? All right.
So wait.
Okay.
That is what he was wearing? No, because that's the Clockwork Orange mask.
It is something of that nature, but
because that is like
he was just wearing like
that's
a
dildo.
That's a dildo, Bob.
Nah, it was like he was wearing like a crow mask.
You ever
like
play like BioShock, Bob?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like someone that deals with like Black Plague shit.
Yeah.
Like they wore like that was notorious if they wore. Those type of masks with the long nose to not interfere with infection. I don't know. I think that's where it originated, but, you know, something like that. Anyway, so Filthy Tom, the crowd some didn't know who Filthy Tom was.
Not particularly.
That's interesting. Because when you sent me the snap, I was like, yo, that's amazing.
Yeah,
he's in Akron. Cool. Wait, it was in Akron, right?
It was, yeah, and he was completely surprised guest. It wasn't even, like, announced. Like,
that's wild.
I was completely surprised.
Did you get to talk to him at all? Tom.
No.
Okay.
Nah, he wasn't one of the people out and about because he was a surprise.
Dude, he was one of my favorites in UFC. Like, his weigh-in performances, he'd always do something different.
Yeah, it's because he was a big wrestling fan. Yeah, something like that. That's what I was talking about. Black Plague Mask?
Yeah, Black Plague.
But it was definitely
called
not...
It
was definitely not that. It was like a black crow.
All right, fair enough. Well, a long nose, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, I went to see Kiku Taro.
Who's that?
He's a Japanese wrestler.
Okay.
And he's kind of short.
Mm-hmm.
And he dresses like a baseball player.
Really?
And he wears like a mask.
All right. You're what kind of mask?
But he's like one of the
What kind of mask is he wearing?
Is it a Clockwork Orange mask? I hope so.
Is it a mask with a dick on
his
nose?
I actually have a picture of him right here.
Oh, no shit.
That I got signed by Kiku Taro himself.
So he wears an emoji mask.
I guess it's.
Yeah, what the hell kind of mask is that? Yeah,
it's Kiku Taro.
I've seen him in the emoji movie.
It's just a Kiku.
He looks like an anime character almost.
Yeah.
It's his own mask. He made
it. He signed that?
Yeah, I got him. I signed it. He was sitting at the table selling photos and
hell yeah.
and buttons. Kiku Taro. He's like an innovator of like comedy wrestling.
Yeah, okay.
Where slapstick humor.
Where'd he originate? Did he ever get like big name?
He's from Japan. He's big in Japan.
Okay.
He's like Mr. Big. The band. They're big in Japan.
I thought you meant like the guy. Okay.
Nah, you never heard of Mr. Big, man? They're big in Japan.
No, okay.
They're the ones that do
Mr.
that song.
Mr. Big in Japan.
They do that weird song where it's like, I know you're about to fuck like five other guys, but I'll be the next in line to be with you.
I know you're about to fuck.
You never heard that song?
No, that one slips in my mind.
Like, he literally like, to be with you. He literally even says like, I know you fucking got. He even says in the song, he's like, waiting on the line. Like, because
keep on waiting.
Waiting.
Waiting on a line to change.
But for some reason, that song is really gigantic in Japan.
All right, I believe you.
And so
which song? Because I feel like we just sang like three or four different ones.
Mr. Big.
Okay.
Waiting.
Waiting on the world.
God, it's supposed to be playing, but is it playing? Oh, shit.
Kind of.
It's not playing through the speakers.
Oh.
True. I know you fucked five other guys.
Dudes.
Dudes. Oh, yeah.
Dudes would have sounded
You ever heard this song?
No.
It's a popular song. Big
you
in Japan.
Heard this song?
It's
Maybe? It kind of sounds... That part kind of sounds more familiar.
His head would have been in...
Waiting on... Listen.
Stuff also.
Waiting on a line. Like, he's in a queue line of dudes, like, fucking... Like,
I've been there. I get it. But...
I've ran plenty of trains.
No, as in, like, oh, you dated this guy. I'm waiting. You dated this guy. I'm waiting. Yeah. Oh, you're single now? What's up?
Fucking,
like a, yeah.
See, I don't picture it like that when he's singing. I picture it like the Jasmine St. Clair, like, 286 guy gangbang.
Yeah, the Bukkake.
Where it's just like, one guy fucks her and comes, next guy fucks her and comes, next guy fucks her and comes, and then like, you're like, yeah, you're like,
you go
guy.
Your friend, you're like, well, what did you get? I got 36. And like,
I drew
oh,
a
I
number.
49. You're like, oh.
69.
What? Pause. What?
Pause. Hold up. Okay.
It was like at the deli when you go up and you get a ticket.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah. The deli.
I was following.
Or the DMV
but...
is what it's more like yeah, nowadays. Yeah. Like,
what are you
like
talking about?
Yeah, the deli's usually
this song.
Empty. No, the girl.
Oh. It was a porn star back in the day. She did like the gangbang record where she supposedly had sex with 280
book,
guys or some shit.
Wow. And they all came?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Mad climax.
Fire pussy.
Apparently.
Well, I don't know if they. Did they? I don't know if they fucked her.
They, Yeah, they fucked her.
Oh,
it,
they
but
fucked
it
her?
Was,
I thought it was just a Bukkake.
It was like a hoax, though.
Oh.
Like, apparently, she actually only had sex with like 40 guys and they just replaced
her. Only!
I wouldn't.
Oh my god.
And they just made it look like 280.
Pee over right back.
You got to pee in my corner? Is that what you said?
No, I said be right back.
All
right,
we'll take a break while you pee.
Oh, okay.
Since you're forcing us to take a break. I mean, we were just on a great conversation here. Waiting on the line.
Talk about your 40...
waiting on the virgins. 40 virgins waiting on the...
I wait in line for you to die.
This one's for you, Bob.
Win or lose, baby, what's the use? I love you, I love you, baby.
It's a little weird I dedicated this song to you now.
Yeah, when did Jay-Z come in?
Just the same.
Jay-Z?
Mm-hmm.
Laugh or cry, give it a try.
There he was.
Mixmaster Sean over here. You guys ready for me to just cut records the entire episode now?
Please.
Alright, what's up, guys?
And what's up, Sean? You just out here cutting records? Oh, you're just having the same shit? I feel you.
I want to learn how to become a good DJ.
Me too.
Watch this. Here, I can do this.
Oh. Oh.
You guys like this?
No, this is Chipmunks. Chipmunks Christmas.
Go lower. Yes. Oh, I see Sean cutting that right there. He's going to work on that tonight. That specific part.
Is that what I do now?
Yep. I could hear it.
Actually, this right here is kind of cool.
That's what I mean. Oh, see? Hold I up. Called it.
Hold up. Let me back that up real quick. Okay, okay. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Saxophone beats. There's Dr. John there.
I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. John.
What was the one you made earlier from?
What?
The sample?
Which one? I made two today.
The one you made when I got here, you were showing me off?
When you got here... was
showing off to me. So.
When you got here, was from a Genesis record.
Genesis, okay. I like that one.
Genesis.
It's nice.
I don't know who hears Genesis records and goes, I need to sample that. Turn it into a beat.
What was the original?
What, the way it sounded?
Yeah, the original song.
Pretty much the same.
No, will you play it so we can compare? Compare to that in your record? First of all, you need to be touting this more on this podcast of what you're doing. Because W space E space A space T space H space R.
Mm-hmm.
Is popping.
Oh, yeah.
Weather is out here.
My beat page.
Weather is going to be the next thing. You were honestly making.
Ain't nobody listened to my stuff.
Okay. But it's soon to come. Because you were honestly making beats that I used to listen to back when I first started rapping. Like, I used to find like random pages that no one else has listened to. And I would just listen to those and just try to write to them. I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, I'm going to write to this beat specifically, but I would just listen to all the beats cumulatively and just write to each one, or not each one, but like all of them at the same.
I want to put out a beat tape on Spotify soon.
Do it, man.
Yeah.
You have the ammo.
I have like 20 or better beats, but I want to come with the best of the best when I go to Spotify.
I like that you're just uploading them.
This is the sample right here. I think it starts somewhere around right here. Somewhere around here. I think right here.
What is this?
All right, then I took that. Oh, God. I do love this song, though. Squonk. Squonk's like one of the best Genesis songs ever. Yeah, Squonk.
Okay.
So then I turned that part into this. So it's basically the same. It just slowed down a little bit. When's the beat about to drop? Okay. Chop it up. Like, sounds like a Bob 209 type beat.
Nah, he's retired.
Make that pussy squirt.
Yeah.
When are we going to get you chopping?
I was just about to rap on that. If you were
about to rap right now? Yeah. I'm going to back it up a little bit for you.
Yeah, we out here. Don't you ever doubt that. Don't worry about the clout, cause I got that. Instead, it's one for the art. That was the reason for before I ever started this. I'm worried about the Not for a moment.
Good try.
Yeah.
Good try. Good try.
I had something and I lost it.
Ow.
That seems to be a trend on this podcast.
What?
I say I'm going to rap, and then I fucking...
Well, you're a rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I perform when necessary. This isn't one of those times.
It's not one of those times.
Yeah, every rapper has messed up, though, on here.
Did you see this phone?
This is practice.
Did you see Energizer's cell phone?
No, what?
Energizer, the company with the bunny.
The bunny.
The pink bunny.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, it keeps going and
can't
going.
Can't even keep my controller going for a whole day. Yeah, so what are they going to do for my phone?
They're making their own.
That sounds like it's going to die within like a couple hours.
So, oh, Jesus. That's loud. Where's the volume? Here it is. I'll pass this video around so you can see it. This is like the Energizer phone next to like a standard iPhone.
Why is it so thick? Is that the thick one, right?
What is it, an Android?
It's supposed to...
What the fuck?
It's supposed to be able to go like 5 weeks or something like that without being charged.
That's not what I'm concerned about. I'll charge my phone every day, but that's a fucking brick in my pocket. What the fuck?
Dude. Pass it to Bob over.
That's insane.
Or you like Cameron see it. Do you see his phone?
Jesus
Christ. The Energizer phone? But think about not having to charge your phone for 5 weeks.
That seems pointless.
I mean, like, I'd rather charge my phone every night than have a brick in my pocket. Like,
why don't you just go a simpler route and just get, like, one of the dual chargers that hook onto your phone and then do use a portable charger that can just hook onto that?
Wait, say it one more time.
Yeah. Dual charger, so it has two charging ports hooked onto it.
Right.
Hook your phone into it,
right,
and it hooks into your port charger, and it will charge your phone. It has a 200% radius. Every time you put into 15 amps into it, you use 2.5 of those amps to recharge your phone.
But isn't it better to just take a phone and put 8 AA batteries in the back of it and then not have to charge it for 8 weeks?
Yeah, that's... Is that what that is? Is
why not have a phone that looks like doesn't I'm joking. Die for about, I don't know,
it's a 50-day now that's... 50-day battery life, which would be about 5 weeks.
I don't know. I just feel like I would rather use my tactic. I don't know. I want to get a dual charger for my phone.
See, I envy sometimes the Samsung shits. That's like, oh,
the
yeah.
The Samsung
like,
shits.
Like, the new one is like, oh, yeah, we can charge an iPhone.
Mm. What?
But see, it's one of the new... I think it's the Samsung model.
I don't
know. It, like, opens... And it can charge an iPhone, is what it promotes. But, like, I don't know.
It opens.
See, I have an Alcatel Android, which is a lower model. I don't have any high fancy thing. The only fancier thing I had was a Samsung Galaxy S6.
Mm.
And that was my favorite phone for 3 years. I had that thing before it crashed out on me. And I still have it upstairs.
Really?
And it still has a light that goes on and off once in a while. I just don't know how to fix it. And the company doesn't want to pay for me to have it fixed.
That's so fair.
I'm out of a phone. But this phone just works as great, and I know Samsung, hands down, is one of my favorite, just all around. I mean, I know iPhone's, like, super easier just to move stuff around when you're, like, replacing the phones back-to-back, and I feel like that quality-wise is, like, they're hands down, it's true. Like, almost everyone who gets an iPhone, though, I see gets a new iPhone almost every single year, though.
Because the plan allows you to get plans,
yeah. But then everyone keeps on complaining that they pay a lot for it, too, though.
I'm not on that plan. Like, my phone will cost me, like, I have the 8 Plus. So, my phone will cost me, over time, $1,000. And I pay that in my plan, though. So, every month, like... So many dollars.
Yeah, your bill's 80, and then you pay an extra 20 on your bill.
Yeah, so I went to a store, paid $160, and walked out with a phone and free case.
Right.
Free everything right. on.
What I'm saying is, like, I understand what you're saying about people that have the upgrade plan. Certain plans have an upgrade plan to where every year that an iPhone comes out,
but what you get the about new iPhone. A phone you don't have to charge for 50 days?
I don't
care about that, because I put...
Are you lost in a fucking jungle? If you are, then you don't have fucking service anyway.
I like
no
that.
Point.
Even if my phone's on like 70%, I still
charge
put my phone...
Just don't be a bitch and charge your phone.
Every night before I go to bed, Phone on the charger.
What do you think about... So it's Energizer launching their own phone. Don't you give them...
Is it separate from Android and iPhone?
It probably runs an Android operating system.
Well, they're a battery company, so I don't give them any credit.
Exactly, which is why they're trying some... They're, like, trying a gimmick out as their launch. Because if they just made the Energizer phone, which was just a shitty Android phone, nobody would buy it. But now that they got the 50...
It'll be good for, like, a gag in, like, a Marlon Wayans movie.
It's probably going to be a specific people are going to just buy this thing.
White girls,
that
too.
That thing is thick.
Like scary, they'll make a new scary movie just scary.
They'll make specific like, pockets for
they're running
it.
Through
I
the
swear.
Dude, that thing
like,
is
oh, my
thick.
Phone's dead.
Watch.
Like, oh,
they're
going to
come out with a Nike thing
phone.
For this thing now. It's going to be a pocket watch for your shoulder.
I believe it.
Watch it.
I believe it. I believe they're going to do the advertising to do that. But that thing is thick. There's no way that's fit in my pocket comfortably.
Well,
I got a big phone as is, and I have an Otterbox for it. It makes it even bigger. Mm-hmm. And even still, sometimes I'll sit down and be like, I'm going to just set my phone on the table.
He's not used to having big things in his pants.
You know, it's a struggle that I've grown up with throughout life. But even still, having this in my pocket, sometimes when I sit down, I'll take it out. It stretches out my pocket. But
what?
No, keep going.
What are we talking about?
This is
like keep going. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a big phone, and my OtterBox makes it even bigger.
Sounds like
so when
Scott
I'm sitting down, it's kind of like look, it's even kind of like
you got 6.67% you know, chance that you might take
it
out of your pocket.
It fits, no yes, one, but I'll even sit it out just to feel comfortable. To having a 2-inch thick phone in my pocket. No, I'm not going to want to walk around
with
that.
I know how it feels. My phone's a little bit on the thick side as well. And when I sit down in my tight jeans, like, man, my junk.
Really?
Oh, man, I need my space.
Yeah, we're about the same size.
They're like, about. Your phone's tight. Oh, yeah, yours is.
It's the case, but.
I don't know. I'm actually going to side with Energizer on this one. I wear, like, I dress like it's the 90s still.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind a thicker phone because it wouldn't swing around so much in my loose pockets.
Yeah,
that's fair.
It would take up the whole pocket.
Yeah, it would fill the pocket like it's supposed to.
Fill the pocket. It'd be like a hand in a warm glove.
Yeah, like a glove.
Grandma's mitt.
Grandma's mitt.
Yeah, OJ couldn't even fit in this glove.
Ah, got you.
I don't know. It's just a tight glove.
I don't know. I'm not with it. I will, but I'm also not with. Anything that's not iPhone, because I honestly don't want to give up. Don't open there. But I honestly don't want to give up trading information from one phone to another, like iPhone to Samsung has been, or iPhone to whatever Android. It's so difficult iPhone to anything else other than iPhone.
What do you mean? Transferring? What are we talking
data,
about?
Data. Anything. Pictures. Memory.
Everything's synced
text
to
messages.
Fucking cloud now.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Everything's in your fucking
Android
Google account.
Android doesn't have that.
Android syncs to your Google
Android
account.
Has
That's
SD
how I have
cards.
Google accounts.
They have SD cards and shit.
I have Google accounts because I had an Android phone. And when I switched from my Android to my iPhone, all I did was sign into my Google accounts. And I got my contacts and all that shit.
Pictures and everything? Every picture you ever took on your Samsung?
Most of the pictures are in the iCloud.
That's what I mean.
Or on the phone. But, I mean...
It would just be simpler if it was just able to be transferred, like, all the data from one to another one, just as simple.
I just don't want to give that up. That's the only reason I'm... Because there are certain phones that have come out I really like. I think the features are cool.
Pictures, though, was just copy it to a computer and then copy it to the other phone.
Okay, yeah. But what I'm,
that takes time.
iPhones, right. Even
extra steps. You know,
iPhones even updated to the point that you can do that. You used to not be able to do that with iPhones.
But what if all the cool celebs get it?
The Energizer phone?
Yeah.
Then I'm getting one.
Okay.
If Seth Rogen's rocking that shit,
Seth Rogen. That was
my go-to. Yeah.
Seth Rogen.
If Seth Rogen rocks that shit, I'm rocking.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm rocking it.
That's funny. If Seth Rogen's doing it.
Have you ever listened to like, interviews with that guy?
If Steve Buscemi's
Seth?
Got one on his on the side of his belt, then so do I.
Steve Buscemi.
On his belt clip.
Speaking of Steve Buscemi, so I was at the wrestling event Saturday. What?
Oh, sorry. I was just like, could you imagine what that would look like on someone's belt clip? The people that wear belt clips, phone things, the phone belt clip.
My dad?
Yeah. Like people that work at like car dealerships. Is that a pager?
Yeah, it would be.
I also.
My dad has a smartphone that he clips on his waist.
I was driving behind somebody that had a radar detector in their car the other day, and I thought of my dad. And I was like, I can't believe they make those.
A radar detector?
Yeah.
Yeah, police.
I can't believe they still make those things.
You never had one of those?
Yeah, you gotta know. I've never had one, but I've been in a car. It was actually one of my assistant managers a couple years ago. We went out to lunch together. And we're driving. She got a nice, like, slick convertible BMW. And we're driving. And all of a sudden, I hear beep, 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 beep. Coming from, like, the back, or the, what's it called? The driver's side mirror.
The visor.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is that? She's like, oh, it alerts me when police scans are in the area. Because my boyfriend got it for me because I was driving too fast and I got too many tickets. And I was like, holy shit. So, yeah. And I was looking around, like, I was on alert. I was, like, ready for a cop to pull up behind us because she was speeding, as she does, but nothing. So I was like, what is the range of this device? Like, how do we know it's not giving us false signals just to say, oh, it's working, there's cops in the area, beep, beep, beep. How do we know that there's really
you're
radar?
You're supposed to use
area?
It on a highway,
right? Where, but we're on like a main, like Tusk, so, which is technically a national highway, but
it's
still
not gonna be. It's not gonna be like on the interstate.
True.
On the interstate, when it goes off, you're gonna see the cop
or stadium or whatever. Like, who knows? But yeah. You know, it was just like, what is the range of that? Is what
I'm not positive. But in the city, it could have been a street over, and right. You would have never seen them, right. Especially on exactly. Tusk.
Mm-hmm. But that's a good indication to slow down still.
Yeah.
It works, yeah.
When we used to go on family vacations, we used to have them and shit. I'm sure probably somewhere around my parents' house, there's like an old-ass one still sitting there. It's like a little police radar.
My dad used to have one.
Beep,
back
beep,
in the
beep.
80s.
That's back what this the 80s. Size of this phone is. Yeah.
When he had a... When
he is. It's a police radar.
He drove truck for a living. So it was like... Not a necessity.
I had a Segway and I was going into it. And now I have no fucking clue.
Something about wrestling.
Dude, Segways are tough to control.
I think you said something about.
Wrestling. I was like, now, like.
Because you said a sentence of it.
Of wrestling?
Of whatever you were going to talk about.
Yeah, and then we segued. Yeah. I mean, we didn't segue.
Yeah,
we stayed.
You tried, but I interrupted.
Tried to
you.
Segue.
Attempted. I don't know.
I segued into something else.
So the invisible man's dead. My finger ain't falling off yet.
That's good.
It's close though. My Band-Aid's starting to fall off.
Don't cut off your circulation now.
My Band-Aid's starting to fall off. What does it look like under there? Oh god.
Oh, I don't want to see.
Devastation.
Oh,
it's just finger missing.
Devastation, dude. Just burning death.
Just fingers missing.
Black.
But it's all like.
It's gone. I'm surprised you have that.
It's invisible.
Digit.
It's not there.
It's funny because it's all.
You're the new invisible man.
It's R. all R. pruned around my wound. because, yeah, from like washing my hands.
Sean ass, ladies and gentlemen.
From washing my hands and shit. So the wound is all pruned. Yeah, you can see it's all like wrinkly around it.
Get some air in that.
It's pruned around my wound.
Let it air out tonight.
It's not that bad. Now it's just like my epidermis or whatever.
What? Excuse me?
Like your skin has like seven layers. It's like epidermis.
I don't think
epidermis.
Okay, I found this.
The epidermis is the outermost layer of three layers that make up the skin.
All right, so your skin's three layers, not seven. But
the epidermis layer provides a barrier to.
So what's under the epidermis?
The dermis.
The dermis.
Yeah.
So that's just my dermis showing, guys. Like,
oh, God. The epidermis layer provides a barrier to infection from environmental pathogens and regulates the amount of water released from the body into the atmosphere through transpidermal water loss, such as sweat.
Yeah, it helps your body. Hmm. So my epidermis is missing.
Well,
at my wound.
Partly.
And now
I
my
mean,
dermis.
Not all the way.
Now my dermis
You're
is
not
showing.
The walking skin, man. But
well, just at my wound. Yeah. My wound is...
Yeah, let it get some air.
It's just dermis.
It'll scab up with air.
You're a scab up.
You're right. I'm a failure.
What is the layer under the epidermis? Is it really called the dermis?
The dermis.
Yeah. Then what's under the dermis?
Blood?
There's three. So there's epidermis, dermis, and what else?
The third layer is blood, bro.
Yeah, let me look it up.
No, the blood's under the dermis.
Siri told me what was that. Let me look. Epidermis.
Here you go.
Yeah, I got a British Siri. Takes in Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
So
this picture on Wikipedia.
The epidermis, and Bob is right. The dermis. The dermis
there's
is
nothing
next.
Under it.
Then what's under the dermis?
And then the statrum corinum.
Mm-hmm. My statrum corinum.
The statrum.
Oh, the hypodermis.
The hypodermis.
Lucidium.
Figured it
the
out.
Statrum granulism.
I'm listening to Bob. I'm cutting Slim off. So Bob, it's the epidermis, dermis, hypodermis?
Yeah.
So it could be my hypodermis showing.
Yeah.
Mean.
But what about your megadermis?
There could be hypodermis. I ain't wearing mecha suits.
So I got big words, big names, big moves.
So is that seven layers? 1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah.
Or no,
that's
five.
A fucking...
It's five layers.
Heavenly nacho dip. That's what you got.
But that's
going on.
A heavenly nacho dip. Mm. That is kind of what it looks like, a seven layer salad.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm looking for though. That's the layers. That's the layers of the epidermis with the epidermal layers. So that's just the layers of the outer layer.
Oh. Ogres have layers. Ogres are like onions.
You watching a lot of Shrek lately, or what the fuck?
Just facts, bro.
Donkey.
Donkey.
That's nice.
My epidermis is showing.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that was a good Robin. Who the fuck was
Robin Williams?
Michael Myers. That was a good Michael Myers impression. Is that who Shrek was? Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Donkey.
Donkey!
And then Donkey was Eddie Murphy, and yeah, he's like, raw! And then fucking...
Yeah. Wait, say what?
Add a bunch of
was
more...
that your Eddie Murphy impersonation?
Yeah, add a bunch more impersonations to your repertoire.
And then the princess was Cameron Diaz, and she's all just like, ooh!
I got cum in my hair.
I got that, cum that in my hair! That is Cameron Diaz. You got it.
Was that Ben's... She had the cum in her... Was it her?
Yeah, because he had it hanging from his ear, and she went, ooh, is that moose?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Took it off his ear and put it in her hair.
Yeah.
And her hair was standing up like this. She used cum.
I got cum in my hair. That's my Cameron Diaz.
What a fucking
movie.
What
was that?
There's Something About Mary. Never seen this flick? It was a pivotal movie in comedy. I will say that. Like, when There's Something About Mary came out. Yeah, because, like, it was like... It was a flick, bro. It was a pivotal movie.
Quite the flick.
It was popular.
Well, like, comedy movies before that were all like Tommy Boy and shit.
Yeah.
Which
it wasn't
had
as much jizz.
It wasn't as much jizz in these movies.
That's
yeah.
Fair.
Then once There's Something About Mary happened, there was jizz and everything.
Yeah, then Broken Lizard came out.
What about lizards?
Broken Lizard. They made, Beer Fest and Super Troopers and
oh yeah yeah
all
yeah
those movies.
There's cum in all those large like, Farva yeah, dude was, I
Something About Mary spawned those guys in a way.
Some I said something about a liter the other day and I was like, can I get a liter of cola? It was just really funny to me. It's like, we don't have liters. It's like
at your work.
No, it's from the movie
at
Super
the Bowling Trip. Alley.
Oh, I was
at the
say,
bowling alley.
They asked for a liter of cola. You were
at the bowling alley. I asked for a liter. I was like, Farva, I want a large liter or whatever. Mm-hmm. We don't have any
fucking
large Farva.
Lombowski. Like, what is this?
I don't remember the quote. Somehow the quote ends up with the dude
Sean
saying
Lombowski.
Large Farva. Man, you ain't seen Super Troopers.
Yeah,
it's a pivotal movie in comedy history.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it led to Super Troopers 2.
I haven't seen Super Troopers 2 yet, though. What are you doing? Picking up my fucking cat? He don't like being picked up, dude.
He don't like that.
He's not a
pick-up. No, because
he's trying to love him. Let me love you, Louise.
He doesn't want fucking loved. Especially by you.
He wants hated.
You're not his dad.
He wants hated.
He doesn't want
hated. Do you feed him? Do you pet him?
Can I feed him?
Do you late at night pet him and feed him? Yeah, go ahead and feed him. Maybe he'll let you pet him then.
Louise. Smokes, let's go.
Go get him some treats. They're on top
pepperoni.
Of the microwave.
All right, we'll do that after we...
No, we'll do it right now on the podcast. Okay, that's right. How we'll end the show.
See if you trust me.
We'll end the show by you giving my cats treats.
Louise! These boys?
Yeah, sure.
Nah, use the other ones. Those are Bob's. I have my own kit and caboodle ones.
Bob, you like those, huh?
Yeah.
Those are special treats.
Louise!
So they have treats and they have special treats.
Louise!
All you have to do is...
I think those
all you have to do is try and give any of them treats, and Luis is going to come. He's right there in front of you, literally looking at you. No, to your right.
God.
Yeah, right there.
Dude, he's not so big. I thought
he
that was
is.
Scotty.
He's humongous, dude.
Oh, my God.
No, he's not Scotty size, but he's Salem size for sure.
Come here.
He's definitely Salem size. He's grown. Scotty's on the couch. Now he's coming down.
I see him. I saw him.
Treats.
Yeah, this is fucking riveting entertainment right here.
Yeah. I wish we had somebody holding a boom.
I have Slim's mic cranked, so.
Okay.
I love this! Luis let me pet his belly!
Did you give him treats?
No! He just knows I have them and he trusts me.
You're just tricking him. You gotta give him the treats now.
Yeah, you gotta give him the treats.
So you don't ruin treats for him. He'll start thinking.
Yeah, don't ruin treats for my cat.
Yeah, he'll start thinking that treats aren't real, bro.
Well, your other cats are getting involved.
Yeah, you gotta give them all treats now.
Yeah, you can't open the treats without giving them treats.
Especially when you hold them that long. Like, you need to do it quick and then move on, and the other cats wouldn't have noticed. But you fucked up and sit around with treats for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So now they're just circling you like a hawk.
Yeah, they're giving it their natural scavenger instincts.
So how'd it feel, Slim?
I felt good. Louise, let me pet his belly.
Maybe he stole the last kid that's of everybody else's team.
Yeah, he just...
Louise is in there. He's like, yo!
He just stole the last one of...
He's a treat
nom,
monster.
Nom, nom. He's like, yo, mom and dad, you all need that. Let me get that.
See, on the treat packs, it says not to give treats
on
to cats.
The treat pack?
The packaging. It says not to give treats to cats that are younger than 6 months. And
he's past that. He's
now,
ready.
Now he is. But it was... Bob gave him treats after like a month.
Oh.
And then I was
Bob's
like...
Bob's stunted his growth,
I was
but
like,
it's
man,
fine.
You can't do that.
No, you just said he was huge.
But now... So the reasoning now
maybe
that...
Maybe that's why.
Now that he is old enough to give him treats and you see
him.
The way he acts where if you... Give any of the other cats treats, he dive bombs them like crazy and tries to kill them all.
He's addicted.
I think, yeah. If
you created a super
he
cat.
He became a treat baby.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But have you seen how high he can jump?
Like,
that's true.
It's no. Almost like crack baby basketball. Remember that from South Park, the crack baby basketball? So you've like treat babied my cat. And now he can jump 6 feet.
Don't blame
like, great basketball.
Don't blame that on me. Blame that on Bob.
Well, I was showing you the...
Okay. Yeah, that's what the treats get
the
do.
Effects of it.
I was showing you the results of my cat being a treat baby.
I got you, yeah.
And he's just a...
They all love it.
A prom night dumpster treat baby.
Just a prom night dumpster baby.
Treat baby.
Luis! Come here, buddy.
Man, now try and pick him up. See if you guys are good enough friends then.
I'm gonna say no.
Slim's drunk.
$10 on no.
How much did you drink tonight, Slim? I mean, you just smacked the microphone with your headphones. And a lot of Dr. Pepper and Canadian Club. Dude, wow, why are you holding him that way? You, like, grabbed him by his back legs. Like, I'm like, pick him up, and you...
He squeaked out of my grasp.
You wheelbarrowed the fucking cat.
He squeaked out of my grasp.
Are you guys doing a fucking wacky family picnic race or some shit?
Waggy flaty inflatable flailing tube man.
Yes, but no, were a waggy waving inflatable arm tube man.
He wasn't with it.
The cat.
No, I tried.
So you wheelbarreled him.
Excuse me. But no, I tried. He was not with it.
Now I just want the podcast to go forever because I want to talk more to Slim as he's this drunk now.
I'm not that drunk, chill.
What'd you just call me?
So I'm not that drunk, chill.
Oh, that you called me.
It's got the hiccups.
That you said a slur in
it's
there.
Got the hiccups.
Nah.
You know.
But I do want to befriend
that
your
you
new
called
cat.
Me a religious
my
slur.
Goal is to befriend your new cat, so I will give him a treat every time
he's
I come
he's not even
in.
New. I've had him like a year.
Well, I thought, months. You know, every other cat that I've come here, you know, they love me.
What do you do to my cats?
I love them.
He said, every other cat that I come here. I don't fucking know what that meant.
Stop it.
But I'm not with it.
Every other time I come here, the cats love me.
Okay. that's a sentence.
Luis has been the odd one out, and I want him to love me in the same way. Excuse me. Damn, it did sound
the
fucked
fucking
up.
Hiccup.
That did sound
fucked
up. Bro.
That was the best thing I
someone
ever heard.
Someone scare me.
boom.
He flinched.
He did. Okay.
I literally, it made me, yeah.
All right, this was fun. Let's get out of here. Let's get out while the getting's good.
Please.
On treating my cats.
Yes.
Thank you, Cameron, for sitting in.
Sure.
Bob.
Y'all.
For Bob, for Slim, yeah. I'm Sean. Let's have a good day. Now